Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Becharos. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Hakei Reyach Pasul. If a Kohen is bald, he's pasul to do the Avodah. Ezu Kareach, what qualifies as bald? Kol Shein Loshita Shaseir, Makefas Me'ils in the Ozen. If he doesn't have at least one row of hair that grows around the back of his head from one ear to the other ear, Vim Yeshla Reza Kasher. But if he just suffers male pattern baldness and he's bald on the top of his head, then that's perfectly fine. Ein Lo Gvinim, if he doesn't have any eyebrows, Ein Lo El Gavin, or if he has a unibrow, who gibein ha'amor b'Torah? That is a gibein that the Torah says is a mum. Rabbi Dosa Amar Kol Shegvin of Shochvin. If the gibein means someone whose eyebrows are hang down over his eyes. Rabbi Chananya ben Antigonus Omer Mishiyeshul Shnei Gabim Shtei Shidraos. If someone has a double back or a double spine, that would be a mum on a kohen. Mishnah Gimel Hachorum Pasul. If the kohen is a chorum, he's pasul. Hezu chorum. What does that mean? Hakochel Shtei. Of Kachas. It means that he could paint both of his eyes with one stroke because his nose doesn't really jut out from his face. Shtei Ein of Lamaila, if his two eyes are both above where they normally should be on the head, they're like in his forehead. Shtei Ein of Lamato, or both of his nose are lower, or both of his eyes are lower where they're supposed to be. Einu Achas Lamaila, Einu Achas Lamata, or one of them is high and one of them is low. Roe Esacheder Esalia Kachas, or if he's like cross eyed to the point that he could look down and up at the same time, one with each eye. Sache Shemesh, or if his eyes are unable to handle natural sunlight, zugdus, or if his limbs don't match each other, v'hatziron, or if his eyes are very watery, so you can't do the avodah. V'shnashu riseyon of pasul ne'mar sa'ayin, and if his eyelashes fell out, then he's pasul only midrabanon because of mar sa'ayin. It just doesn't look nice to have a kohen that looks like that doing the avodah. So to review what we learned today, we said that a bald kohen is pasul, but bald is defined as not even having the hair that goes around the back of the head from one ear to the other. We said if he doesn't have eyebrows, or he has only one eyebrow, or his eyebrows cover his eyes, then he's going to be pasul. And if Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus says a person has two backs or two spines, is also going to be pasul. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that a chorum, which is someone whose nose is sunken into his face, is pasul. And if his eyes are on the wrong part of his head, they're too high, they're too low, one is high, one is low, one looks up, one looks down, those kinds of things, then he's going to be pasul. If his eyes are watery, or if his limbs don't match, or if his eyes can't handle sunlight, he's going to be pasul. But if his eyelashes have fallen out, then he's only pasul midrabanan, not midaraisa. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.